If you have an IRA, 401k, CD, brokerage account, thrift savings, or just plain money market account, stop what you are doing and listen up. The next 30 minutes could change your life. Investors Financial Group is proud to present the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Each week, live, the experts will answer your questions and give you important information on how you can grow and protect your retirement without risk. The number to call the studio live is 888-900-0472, or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. And now, presenting your host, John Paragoy and Anita Pope.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Retirement Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, John Paragoy, along with Anita Pope.
Hello.
And Anita, we have tons to talk about this morning with the unusual market conditions we've recently experienced with the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac and all that going on.
So much going on, that's right. And how is that making you feel out there, listeners? Just when you think the worst is over, another drop. So stay tuned to learn how you can stop all the stress of this market volatility. Because with all the plans we talk about here each week, if the market goes up during the year, you get to take advantage of the gains. If the market drops, like it just recently has, your account does not drop. It's just that simple, John.
Not to mention the fact that in almost all of the plans that we talk about, we can even help jumpstart your plan with a nice bonus. How does a 5% bonus sound? What about a 7% bonus? Would you believe a 10% bonus?
Right, and maybe even a 12.5% bonus. As you can tell, we have many different plans. And with each plan, we offer different amounts of bonuses, different income growth guarantees. They're all different. That is why you need to make the call to schedule an appointment with us to learn which plan may be the best for your individual situation. Now, the number to call, get your pen and paper. The number to call to get the education is 888-9000-IRA.
That's right. You may have a brokerage account or an IRA or a 401k. Doesn't matter which. These plans work great for each situation. If you are pre-retirement or many years into retirement, doesn't hurt to get a checkup to see if you could be doing something better than you are now. Remember, too, that if you have a 401k and you're still working at your 401k provider, you can only move those funds if you are 59 and a half or older. That goes for most thrift savings plans as well. It all starts with an education, and remember, we never do business on the first appointment.
And John, speaking of which, I understand that you wrote some business just this past week with a gentleman that first called, I think it was over a year and a half ago.
That's right.
Back before I was even your co-host. Now, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, with his permission, of course, we're gonna mention this because it's very good a role model for those who are planning their retirement. You know, writing business is nothing unusual, but what is worth talking about is this client's detailed education process.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we never pressure anyone to do business even on the second or third appointment. We just stress the importance of making an educated decision. You just can't afford to make a mistake when it comes to your retirement future. Well, this gentleman, his name is Arthur Glover. He's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He came in, he called back in 07, May, as a matter of fact, and he came in to see us, and he asked tons of questions and was extremely diverse, but he was extremely skeptical. So, but he faithfully listened to our program each week, as well as Dave Ramsey's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And so with each new or different plan that we talked about on the air, he would give me a call and ask more questions.
Right.
He did this at least 5 times in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was also consulting with another financial advisor as well, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know what all your different options are. He was honest and upfront with me about all of this. And he was just about to make a move with the other advisor, and then he called me to ask me a few last questions. And keep in mind, this is stretched out over months and months.
Mm-hmm.
But we had talked so much that when he called, you know, I would personally answer the phone, and call him by his first name because, you know, we'd been
getting to know each other.
We knew each other pretty good. So it would just blow his mind when I'd say, you know, hey, Art, how you doing? but anyway, he was about to sign up for a plan that gave him a 10% bonus and also he said that it guaranteed him an annual yield of 7.2% in interest regardless of market conditions.
What? Now that sounds too good to be true.
Well, that's what I said. But then I thought for just a second and I asked him the name of the company that was providing the plan. And then he told me the name of the company. It became obvious to me that one of two things had happened. Either he was told wrong or he understood wrong.
Right.
And because of we have the same company here, and it does not work the way that he had understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get back to that in a minute, but I just gave him a couple of questions to call and ask his other advisor, and then he called me back and told me that, hey, man, you were correct. It didn't work like he thought,
mm-hmm.
and that he was about to make a big mistake. So, and he wanted to see what I thought was better.
So, John, tell me, what plan did he finally choose?
Well, he took advantage of the 7% limited time bonus plan that we have that would give him a 4% increase in his income value guaranteed each year, plus a 7% bonus on all funds that he added for the next 5 years.
Now, isn't that plan, that's the same plan that also offers the lifetime income option. It gives you an increase in your income check if the market goes up.
Yes, that's okay. The one. Well, you know, it wasn't so much the increase that he was interested in.
Okay.
He just needed a plan that would allow him to walk away if he wanted to, but also allow him to add funds for the next 5 years because he's planning to retire in about 5 years.
Well, I am so glad he talked to you and y'all came up with this. And like we always say, each situation is different. Now, some of you listeners out there, you may like the other plan that he was considering. Let's talk about that one a little bit more.
Well, that's a good idea because, first of all, that's the plan that gives you a 10% bonus on your initial deposit, which is good, and it's obviously more than 7%. But it does not guarantee you 7.2% in interest per year.
Per year.
What it does is it allows you to calculate your lifetime income on a 7.2% growth as long as you don't take money out of it before you start the income. It's a big difference. It's just, mm-hmm. It's not in real cash. And that's why it's so important to come in and get the education to learn how these plans work.
Now, that's right, because he was expecting to double his cash value in 9 years guaranteed and then take the money out and do something else.
Right.
It isn't guaranteeing now that your cash value will yield 7.2% per year.
That's right.
It's guaranteeing that your income value, the value, will yield 7.2%.
That's right.
Now, in cash, you would only get what the market yielded. And as you know, we can only guarantee that it won't go down here. We can't guarantee that the market will go up. And nobody else can guarantee that.
That's correct. Now, another difference in this 10% plan, it will not allow you to add funds after the 1 year. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to contribute more to your IRA, you would just have to open up a new plan each year, and that's not very practical.
John, like we say, it's almost impossible to know which plan would be best for your situation, my situation, the listener's situation, without scheduling that appointment with us. That's just so important so we can place you in the right plan and hear your needs and wants. Now, just to give you a little idea, listeners, of how it works, what we first do, we never do business on the first appointment. We just sit down, we talk about the different options to decumulate your money, then we get your needs, plug them into a formula, and come up with a plan that most fits your specific needs. Then we give you the brochures, disclosure statements, etc., to take home and read, to go over with your family. Then, if you want, we'll do business.
Correct.
In some cases, like the guy you were talking about, John, you know, it may not even be business on the second, third, fourth appointment. Sure. And we don't mind that. We don't mind questions. We don't mind you researching. We're very confident that, you know, what we do is the best thing for you. You've just got to come around to that conclusion.
Right. And the great thing that Art did was he took his time mm-hmm. and he made absolutely sure that his education process was finished before he made his decision. I have several others that are doing this exact same thing. We talked about this one just because of the length of time that it took, and he gave his permission. But you know, it might not take you that long. It probably won't. But if it does, it's certainly okay. There's no
That's
pressure.
That's right. I mean, it's your hard-earned money. It should take as long as you feel comfortable with. Now, if you want to find out which plan will work best for you, please give us a call. The number is 888-9000-IRA. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, We're going to replay an interview. It's one of our favorites. It's with an actual client that if he had not acted when he did, his account would have 1/3 less in it than it does now. Now, we've aired this one before, but it's a great interview. We had a lot of response from it, so we're going to air it again for those of you that did not hear it or those that want to hear it one more time. And we will be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Retirement Talk Radio will be right back after a short break. Take this time to call in with your questions or concerns about your retirement. The number to call is toll-free, 888-900-0472. Or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. The Nest Expert staff will speak with you live. That number again is 888-9000-IRA. Don't you think it's odd when you combine the words the and IRS? It conveniently spells theirs. Your hard work retirement is not meant to be theirs. If you have a 401k, IRA, CD, or the like, you can't afford to miss the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Weekly, the experts will answer your retirement questions and show you how to have a larger, more protected nest egg. Guaranteed. Call 888-9000-IRA or catch us on the web at nesteggradio.com. When it comes to retirement, the unknown is always the scary part. Will you outlive your retirement funds? Will a market drop cause you to have to go back to work? Is your advisor looking out for your best interest or their own? Who can you trust? Trust your neighbors. Listen to what they are saying about the Nest Experts at Investors Financial Group.
I had a 401k and it was plummeting, so my husband called Nest Experts and we got in touch with the company, and they were very good about coming to my home and talking to me about my plummeting 401k. I can say that they were very professional, very prompt, very thorough, very informative, and I am happy with the results.
People from all over Central and Eastern North Carolina no longer have to fear the unknown. And that's learning how to grow, protect, and spend your nest egg without fear of losing principal money or running out of income.
My father-in-law asked me to go to his appointment with him to get my opinion. I do taxes for a living and admit I was a little skeptical at first, but everything was just like they say on the radio. It wasn't too good to be true.
Education is the key to unlocking your retirement picture. You learn which plan is best for you and how that plan works. You may even get a bonus added to your account each time you make a deposit.
We chose a plan that gave me a 12.5% bonus on my 401k rollover. When I got the contract, my bonus was in my account on the very first day.
So why haven't you called yet? The education is free and so is the appointment. We're local and we never do business on the first appointment. Just ask your neighbor. They'll tell you.
There was absolutely no pressure. They gave me the education and the documents and told me to call if I wanted to do business. Needless to say, I did.
The number to call is 888-900-0472.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Retirement Talk Radio. I'm Anita Pope, along with John Paragoy. John?
Good morning to everyone. As we said before the break, we're going to re-air an interview with Mr. Charles Kinney that was done last year about the same time. Just to give you a little background on Mr. Kinney, he was a corporate executive and retired pretty well a few years ago. Since retirement, he has experienced some wild market fluctuations, particularly the ones after 9/11. He also had some wild experiences with different brokers that he will talk about. But he came in last year when the market was up, back when I was screaming on this show to lock in your gains now. Now, pay attention to how long he took to make a decision. And also pay attention to how skeptical he was at first, but then admits he wished he had come in 5 years earlier. Keep in mind, this interview was done almost a year ago. After the tape, I'll give you a current update on the situation.
It took me a lot of time to turn my statement over to you to look at it, but I was very serious about this. In this account, I had lost a significant amount of money, in the thousands of dollars, and I was so sad about that. But then trying to get all these things figured out, Mr. Paragoy, is that after losing this kind of money, I wanted to figure out a way I could recover this money. I was in with the stock market. I was with some aggressive accounts. I was with some fixed accounts, and I was still losing money. Plus, I paid a lot of interest out to the brokerage accounts that I had, and I didn't know where I was headed with all this, even though I knew I needed to invest this money because at age 63 years old, I really didn't know where I was headed. I just needed some direction.
Now, you made mention of interest. Particularly, one of the things that we found on this statement was, what I did, Mr. Charles, was I basically questioned some things for him to make him aware, and there was an interest charge on there. And to make a long story short, he had been asking his broker to give him an income, and instead of him getting an income off of his investments, what he did was gave him money, let him borrow against his account. Now, can you tell the listeners what that caused for you?
I guess I learned that to be a margin account.
Right.
And borrowing from my own money, I was ended up paying about 10% interest on this money that I was borrowing, and it was taking me deeper and deeper into a hole. And then I learned that sooner or later that margin money had to be paid back. Interest. So coming in here to you, you really helped me to really understand how to avoid getting into situations like that. Still have to pay taxes, but I was able to avoid surprises. But the thing that you've told me thus far over the past few weeks has really helped me, because I've already recovered some already. I got that margin account taken care of because I didn't know how to do that. But by listening to the direction you were giving me, I wrote those two notes. I went back to a broker, to a financial broker, and he was able to recover some of these fees or some of this money that I was just sinking, especially some of the interest that I was losing in these accounts that I was paying out that was just totally unnecessary.
When I asked you to ask your broker why did he give you money on margin instead of selling your securities, he would probably indicate to you that he was saving you on taxes.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Right, but what had happened was he kept his commission intact, plus he got to charge you interest. And the bottom line, Mr. Charles is going to have to pay the taxes on it when he makes the margin good anyway. So, and again, we may be talking in some realms that you listeners don't understand. It doesn't make you dumb or stupid for not knowing. Mr. Kenny was in the corporate world for many years, and he still didn't understand it. So it would only make sense that you listeners could possibly be in some situations that you don't understand. At some point, you're going to have to trust somebody. And, it doesn't help to get a second opinion, but what you do not want to do is get a second first opinion.
You know, Mr. Peregrine, one thing I just want to mention, I wish we'd had this conversation 5.5 years ago, because I had a significant amount of funds or monies I had put into stock, profit sharing, and then the stock market took a nosedive, and that didn't help the situation at all. I had several accounts that was aggressive, had some that just wasn't doing anything at all, and I dropped thousands upon thousands of dollars. Well, what it was, the numbers were there, but the value was not there. So then I had to do something, because if I didn't do something about it, everything was just, you could take $700,000-$800,000, and next thing you know, you have nothing. And looking at the fear of everything that was going on, I went to the one broker that I had. I had to quit using him. As a matter of fact, I had two. I had to quit using both of them, and that's when I picked up the one that I have now. He helped significantly, but it still didn't do what I was looking to have done. But at this point in time, about a third of my savings, money I put away, thought I had put away to live a comfortable life, has not disappeared. And I had to somehow or another put a stop to all this. Didn't know how. And it was just fortunate that I met the friend of yours, didn't even know he's a friend of yours, at one of our local retail stores. We started talking. He said, let me introduce you to somebody. And that's how I come to know who you are. And I'm a little skeptical about coming down at that time. But since I've met you and we talked about these accounts, I've already started recovering. Matter of fact, I can put my fingers on about $16,000 already. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's
you
great.
You didn't even know I was going to say that.
No.
But I put my fingers on that, and that was as of this morning when I received a letter yesterday. That's on recovery, and it's paying off some of that margin. Now, the interest is another thing I'm going to be looking at. But I just appreciate what you've done thus far, hoping I could even do more.
To the listeners out there, what would you say about the importance? Now, you've seen what we do here. You've seen the plans that we offer. What would you say to the listeners about what you like about those plans and, you know, as opposed to putting your retirement at risk?
Well, I'm very fortunate I was able to even have to come into your office. Thus far, everything that you've shown me and what I've seen here on paper, that I really appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to in the future that I could even do even more, because just to look at these fees that I've been paying, the interests that I've been paying out, not interest coming to me, interest I was losing, the margin that I didn't know I was having to pay that kind of interest on has been right now pretty much being corrected. It's just been just real good that I was able to get into this at a time when I hadn't lost everything.
Mr. Kenny, on behalf of our program and the Nest Experts here at Investors Financial Group, I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything you would like to say in leaving?
Yes, this is one small thing. When I first came into the office, I was very skeptical because I was pretty much mid-60s years old, and I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and I was very skeptical about moving money anywhere, because I really want to have enough money until I could retire or until I cease to exist, even leave my children with money, with some finances. But I was just so skeptical about coming in, because I see so many things that has happened to seniors whenever they invest money. They go into different brokerages. The next thing they know, they have nothing. And I was so skeptical. But now I feel very comfortable, because here you are a local person, and you showed interest when I first come in, not having to just shell out money to listen or get gimmicks. There was no gimmicks, and you haven't offered any gimmicks, and that's why I feel so comfortable with everything.
Well, I appreciate that, because it's been 2 months and before we ever got any paperwork filled out, so we didn't pressure you to do business right away, and that you can feel comfortable here. We say that on the radio all the time, but people don't understand. You're not going to get bombarded with a sales pitch. We're here to give you an education, and that is what you got.
That is correct.
You've just been listening to an interview from our program about a year ago from an actual client. Now, I want to give you an update on this situation. Mr. Kenny chose a plan that gave him a guaranteed first-year yield of 12.5% regardless of what the market did. Now, if the market had gone up from this last year, he would have done better than that. That was what was attractive to him. Now, as we all know, since the highs back last summer, the market has dropped about 20%. He saved himself a 20% market drop and earned a 12.5% bonus on his funds. But the difference between him being proactive and not being proactive is a 32.5% account balance difference. In other words, if he had not acted, he would have one-third less than he does now, just 1 year later.
I just really want to encourage our listeners to pick up the phone and make the call. It starts here with an education process. We do not charge for the appointment, like John just said, and we don't do business on the first appointment. We don't pressure you, harass you, none of that. We just give you the education, and we give you time to decide. We give you the documentations, let you read over it, go home, read over it, call the company if you'd like. And we know there are many other things you could be doing with your money right now, but this is something that if you keep waiting, it could cost you some serious money. It could mean that you'd have to work an extra year or two longer before you retire. That right there is enough to make you want to call.
That's a call to action there.
Yeah. Waiting could mean that you have more money too, but it's not worth the risk. So take the time and make the call now. Keep in mind that unless you have CDs or money in your checking account to invest, it could take a while to get your current trustee to transfer the funds. And all the while, the market could be doing anything.
That's correct.
Now, we recently had clients that came in, October, and filled out paperwork to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And you well know this situation. November was horrible in the market.
So was December and January.
Yeah, and before the funds could be transferred, many people's accounts went down 5% or so. And that's just another reason to get started right away.
Yeah, they like to hold on to your money as long as possible. That's right. Like we mentioned earlier, if we had another 9/11 or something, or even though we could help you then, a lot of damage could be done to your mm-hmm. balance before we got a chance to help you. It's really not worth risking
it.
Also, Anita, we had a caller a couple weeks ago that made a great point, and I told him that I would clarify it on the air this week. Sometimes we give out examples, kind of like we did earlier, of what your account would be if we added the bonus. And we used some large numbers, like a million or a half a million, for example. If you start your account with $500,000, we can guarantee you that on day one, you'll have $562,500 in your account when you add the bonus on our most popular plan. But you know that that's the 12.5% plan. However, you don't have to have nearly that much money to be able to open up an account. Just, you know, in most instances, you can open up an IRA with as little as $2,000 and a non-IRA account for as little as $5,000.
Right. So if you're out there and you haven't been calling because you thought you didn't have enough money, well, go ahead and make the call. John just said as low as $2,000 can get you started.
That's right.
And we promise we will treat you like you have a half a million. And also, we haven't stressed it nearly enough on this show or recent shows, but time is running out on a couple of our plans, and the bonus is going to be lowered. So if you're interested in that 12.5% plan we talk about, it will end this month. And the bonus, it will revert back to something lower. However, if we get the paperwork done in time, we don't have to necessarily have the money by the end of the month.
That's right.
But the application only. And you'll lock in that bonus for not only your initial deposit, but any deposit that you add to your account for the next 5 to 7 years. So the important thing here, John, is to first fill out the paperwork to get the account open.
Anita, in the little time that we have left, I want to talk to all of the you 401k people out there that are in one of these two situations. First of all, if you have left a job recently and you have a 401k, these plans that we talk about here each week on Retirement Talk Radio are perfect for a rollover. Now, one more important thing that you, if you're 59 and a half out there and you have a 401k and you're still employed and still contributing to the 401k, call us now and let's lock in your retirement. You know, I can't tell you the number of people that I have met with here that were, you know, the key word that were ready to retire back in 2001 and their account suddenly went in half or worse. Now, you don't have to risk it any longer because that is what they call a triggering event. Age 59 and a half, you can move your money without a penalty and lock in your account. Don't risk it any longer. In fact, all of the experts agree that there shouldn't be any risk in your retirement portfolio. So even if you're not ready to retire for 4 or 5 years or so, it doesn't matter. You can move those funds now and protect them. We'll give you an additional bonus to do so. So just call us here and we'll show you how. That's 888-9000-IRA. Anita, that's about all the time that we have.
It is, so you just be sure to tell a friend, all you listeners, and tune in next week for more of the latest information on how you can grow and protect your retirement.
Well, friend, if you have an IRA, a 401k, a CD, or the like, and you want market-like gains without market-like risks, listen up. I've seen proof. I've seen statements of some of their clients where they made over 25% during a recent 12-month period of time, and the local folks too. Now, each Saturday morning, the experts on Retirement Talk Radio will show you how to have a larger, more protected nest egg, and that's guaranteed.
That's all of the time we have for this week, but there's still time to call. We'll be taking your calls live 1 hour after the show. Remember, the call is free, and so is the appointment. The number to call to get your questions answered or to make an appointment with a local account specialist is 888-9000-IRA. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for more Retirement Talk Radio, where the Nest Experts will show you how to grow and protect your retirement.